Good morning, Boker Tov, New Masechta, Masechtas Ksuvis. Praise Hashkayach to Adir for saving us with all the technological issues of here, all the internet being down. Thank you for providing us your phone. So, Masechtas Ksuvis is the second Masechta, of course, in Seder Nashim. Before we even start, there's a Rav Shik that says, any person who is in need of a Shidduch, a person in need of a skula, a skus for a Shidduch, should learn Masechtas Ksuvis. Rabbi Leish Steinman was known to say that most skulas are lashon in Yiddish is gehakta kaparayin. It's just a waste of time. Most skulas are not really, they make you feel good, but they don't really have much power. But a skula where the skula itself is a mitzvah is considered a proper, such a skula, because it's the mitzvah. There's nothing greater than a mitzvah. So certainly learning ksuvis is a mitzvah, learning Torah. There's no mitzvah, talmud Torah, k'neged kulam, greater than learning Torah. So the Ram Shik's skula of Ksuvus for Shidduch has a backup in the more modern Achrenim as well. Now, why Yevamis and then Ksuvus? So Rambam Pish Mishayis likes to go through the Seder of Mishayis, and Rambam brings that the reason why Yevamis, which really we would think comes after, would be after Ksuvus, after Kedushin. Yevamis is after a marriage ended with someone being nifted without children. Rambam says because Yevamis is Mukhrach. There's no choice by Yevam. A person's brother was married to his wife, his brother was married to his brother who was married to his own wife, dies without children, the wife falls to Yibam, to the brother-in-law, whether the brother-in-law wants to be involved in this or not, he has no choice. There's a mitzvah now of Yibam, there's a Zika, he has to Yibam or Chalitza. Whereas Ksuvis, which is really based on the Nesuin, which really follows a Kedushin, that's all optional. Of course, there's a mitzvah to procreate, there's a mitzvah to get married and have children, but in general, marriage itself, whom to marry, when to marry, is all optional, and therefore first in the Seder is the Mukhrach, that which one is obligated to do, and then comes that which is optional. That's the Rambam. However, fascinating, Meiri says, it's not the order. The order is not the way we have it. The Meiri says the order, which really would make more sense in the Seder Advarim, which is, you'd have Kedushin first, then Ksuvis, because Kedushin is really the when you Mekadosh Nisha, and then the Nesuin is really what happens, is focused very much on when you take her into the marriage, the Nesuin part, when you take her into the marriage, and then afterwards you have Yevamis. In case the marriage ends with the death without children, then you have Yevamis. So maybe take a different order than we have. There is a discussion whether Ksuvis, Ksuv itself is Deraisa or Derabban. It's really more towards later in the part of the Masechta, right? Our Psikim that backs up the idea of giving a Basula, Mayur HaBasulas, which we say would be a Deraisa Tikasaurus, at least a Ksuva for a Basula, perhaps Ksuva Basulas. Deraisa Amana is Derabbanan, maybe both is Derabbanan, the Pasuk was Masmachta. It is a discussion whether Ksuva B'chlal is Deraisa Derabbanan. We know we have a Lashon we've pointed out many times in Masechta Yevamis already, that Derabbanan wanted there to be a Ksuva Shalaitei Kalabein of Letzia. It shouldn't be easy. The husband gets upset and he says, get out of here, and he divorces his wife. Oh, there's a Ksuva there. That's a little bit of a monetary obligation that's going to make him think twice about divorcing his wife. That would certainly seem to indicate, Shalaitei Kalabein of Letzia. It shouldn't be easy for him to divorce her. That would seem to indicate it's a rabbinic svara, not a domestic, then maybe it's some sort of combination. Last point before we read the Mishnah, the Chida famously says, this, I'm sure you've seen it advertised, all the advertisements about starting Masechta Ksuvis, that Ksuvis is Shas Katan. Where do we get this idea from? It's the Chida. The Chida brings it from Rav Sheftel Ben Ashla, the son of the Shla, who writes that Ksuvis, I mean, we go through Masechta, we'll see if the facts are there in the Gemara itself, but Ksuvis encompasses many different circuits. It goes through, it touches on, of course, it's very much focused on marriage and Ksuva itself, but it touches on many other sugyas and shas, even already on Daf Beis. We're going to be focused on Ksuvis, on when a woman gets married, Lega B'tanis Pesula, and from there we're going to segue right into Gittin, a whole Amud, end of Amud Beis, and Amud Aleph of tomorrow's Daf, which we'll learn later today, is all going to be focused on the idea of Gittin. So yeah, the Gemara goes through many different topics, hence the name Shas Katan, hence the name. It's a mini version of Shas. Okay, Zakta Mishnah. Basula Nisus Gemarvi. A Basula is supposed to get married on the Wednesday, Valmanli on Chabishi, whereas Amana gets married on Thursday. Why is that? Going back on Basula, Rashi explains. Why does Basula get married on Wednesday? Shepa'amim B'Shabbos, Bate Dinim, Yeshvim Bayoris, B'Yamashen Chabishi. Because twice a week, Pamayim B'Shabbos, twice a week, Bezdin, this is Rashi brings, was from the Takanas Ezra, and twice a week, Bezdin is in session. On Mondays and Thursdays, people know they have issues and dealings they need to bring to courts. Monday and Thursday, Bezdin was in session. And therefore, you get married on Wednesday. Why Wednesday? Shabbat Tanis Basulim. He gets married Wednesday. He takes her in for Nesu'in Wednesday night. And then if he has Tanis Basulim, that after Wednesday night, he's supposed to be married to Basula. And when he gets involved with her, he sees she's not a Basula. So if he has Tanis to bring to Bezdin, he'll bring it to Bezdin the next morning. And Mashal Bezdin, why not? What's the difference if he get married on a different night. Just wait till those days to bring, so that they go to Bezdin. The concern Rashi brings is because the first night he goes and has relations and there's no Basulim, he's going to be very upset. In the morning, he's still upset about it, he'll go to court. After a day or two, maybe he should calm him down, talk him off the ledge, and he won't even bother going to court. And we want him to go to court. Actually, we're going to see the first bunch of Tesis over here in the Masechta, we'll go backwards. Why do we want him to go to court? There's actually a Kasha Tesis asked, all the Rishonim ask you, that the Gemara Daf Tes, big sugya in the Yeshivas, Gemara Daf Tes discusses that a woman who is taken into the Suin and doesn't have Basulim, she ultimately is being mutter to her husband. And she's going to be entitled to the Ksuva. Why? Because it's a Svek Sveka. You have the Svek Sveka, a double Suffolk. Suffolk, whether Bechlal, whether she was Mezana Tachtav, even she was Mezana Tachtav, Suffolk maybe was Bainis, maybe it was against your will. And therefore, we don't know Bechlal if she's Usher. Svek Sveka, we say that even if it's true what the husband's saying, that he didn't find Basulim, still, unless we have Aiden, she's Mizana, some other source, that she's Mizana, she's anyway much to the husband. So the first, she's not bothered, we're saying the Basulim, she got married on a Wednesday night. In order, she go to Bezin Thursday morning, in case there's no Basulim. And what happens if there's no Basulim? If we can't verify that she tackles Mizana, she's still much to the husband, and she's still tackled like Suva. So what was this grace of benefit of making the wedding on Wednesday night? So Rashi already addressed the question over here. Rashi says that in the Hak that comes out when you go to Bezdin and make a tumult that she wasn't a Basula, you're hoping you'll get more evidence that will clarify the situation and it won't be a Svek Sveka. Aiden will come and say, oh yeah, we talked to her. She was hanging out with this guy, she was miach with this guy after you're already married, before you're married. We'll get a clarity in the situation and it won't be a Svek Sveka. That's the point of getting married on Wednesday night and going to court in order to clarify the situation. And that's what we want. We want before she talks him off the ledge. It should be immediate in the morning when he wakes up, he goes right to Bezdin. That's Rashi. Tay says, Bechidish. Tay says, very interesting. Tay says, Enechanami. In a case where it's a Svek Sveka, there really was no need to get married on Wednesday night, to go to court Thursday, because it's Svek Sveka anyway, and therefore should be mutter, and it should still look like Suva. You know why we say Basula gets married on Wednesday nights? It's because there's a couple of cases where it's not a Svek Sveka. For example, Eishes Kayan, we know Eish Nebuch HaKayan's wife, that was Nenas, that was violated against her will, she's still going to be asked with her husband. Right, this that was a Svek Sveka was only by Eishes Yisrael, because even if it was Tachtav, first of all, it may not have been Tachtav that she became a Bula. And even if it was Tachtav, even if it was after the Kedushin, maybe it was against her will, she was Ainus, and therefore Svek Sveka says she's Mutter. But Eishes Kayan, she won't have that Svek Sveka. The second Suffolk that maybe was by Ainus would not make her permitted to stay with the husband. An Eishes Kayan that's Nenas, that's violated, that's raped against her will, she becomes Usher to husband. One of the more, very difficult situation. She becomes Usher to her husband. So in that case, it's very relevant. You only have one Suffolk, and therefore she would be Usher to the husband. Similarly, Tais says, what if the guy did Kedusha with a girl who was less than 3 years old? So over there, if she doesn't have Pesulim, there's no Suffolk if it was Tachtav or not. Because we know, up to 3 years old, anything that happens to a young girl, the Pesulim return. If anything happens to a young girl, the Basulim are going to come back. The Bia must have taken place, if there's no Basulim, after she already was 3 years old. If the Bia took place after three, and he was married to her Kedushin from before she was three, obviously the Bia was Tachtav. You don't have two Sfeikas. Suffolk if the Bia took place when they already were married. Suffolk if it was Einus or Aratzin. You only have one Suffolk of Einus or Aratzin because now she's actually a Ketana, so unless she was already by the time they didn't above the age of 12, it's for sure by Inus. But the point is, you don't have a double Suffolk, you don't have a Svek Sveka in those two cases. Again, by Plus Mas Gimel or by an Eishes Kayan. And therefore, Tay says, in those cases, it makes sense to say get married on Wednesday in order to be able to go to the courts on Thursday. Once the Chum said get married on Wednesday, in those cases, they made a late plug. That's how Tosfos understands the setup of the Mishnah. Once the din of getting married on Wednesday is late plug all women up to the case of Eishes Kayan and the case of Kuzmas Gemel. Now, why not Sunday? Bezdin's in session both Monday and Thursday, so why not Sunday? It's just like Wednesday's good, Sunday should be good. The Gemara's going to address it right away. It'll be the first topic of discussion in the Gemara. Now, going backwards a little bit, going back to the first Tosfos, so Tosfos asks, we know in other Masechtos, it starts off the Masechto or the Prakim with Ha'isha Niknas. Hayiv amaniknis, right? Those are in Kedushin, those are Mishnayos. Haisha, Ksuva, right? Sorry. So the Tais, so why over here does it say Bisula, not Habisula? Simple question. Tais answers that over there it's referencing the Mishnayos are going back on Psukim that we had in the Torah. Almost like the first Mishnah in Shas, where it says, when do you say Shach, when do you say Kriish Ba'anayit? And the Gemara says, where was the Tana going that he just belted out of God? Who knows? Who said anything about Kriish Ba'anayit? What are you talking about? And the Gemara says, Tana is going back on the Psukim. The Gemara gets two shot over there, we get brachas, but one of them is going back on the Psukim of the Torah. It says, you're supposed to say Kriish Ba'ashach HaKamecha. So when is this time that we call B'shach to say Kriish Ba? So here too, similar idea. So he says that when we say Ha'isha, it's talking about a very specific woman in the pasuk. The Torah says about it, the Yevama says about Isha getting married. Ha'isha, that Isha that we spoke about, that Yevama that we spoke about, so we say with the Hayadiyah. There was no way in the Torah didn't specify anything about Habasula. And therefore, we don't have a hay for the word Basula. That is Taisis first Teretz. Taisis gives another Teretz. That the word ish and isha, those specific words are more likely to have a hay in front of it. But other words don't necessarily garner, even though he does for example hayivama, don't necessarily garner hay, even if it's irrespective of whether or not we're relying on the Torah. But Chassam Sefer is a beautiful Torah. Chassam Sefer says the reason why you don't see Habasula is because what's the din of our Mishnah? Our Mishnah is saying that the Basula gets married on Wednesday in case she's not a Basula. Saying Habasula is like with authority. Hey, Hayadiyah, the Basula, like we know for sure she's a Basula. The whole reason why she get married on Wednesday night is because of the possibility, we suspect perhaps the worst, that maybe she's not a Basula. So we dafka don't use Lashem HaBasula because we're saying a Basula, the presumed Basula, gets married on a Wednesday in order that if there's an issue, the husband can take the matter to court. But we don't use the Lashem Hey because we want to stress almost that it's not a Klar 100% Basula. The next Tosfos asks, why is Lashem of the Mishnah Basula Nisis? Why don't we say niceness abasula? We find like the Lashon and Kedushin again is Ha'ish Mekadesh. The man is Mekadesh. We speak almost like from the man's vantage point. The man is Mekadesh, right? The man's Mekadesh. It's interesting to ask the question because you have the first mission of the second in Kedushin is Ha'isha Nikness. It goes the other way, like this. Ha'basula Basula Nisus. Ha'isha Nikness. But Taisa is bothered, and it's similar questions over there in Kedushin. But Taisa is bothered, like, let's take the Lashon from the second paragraph of Kedushin, which is the more common Lashon, Ha'ish Mekadesh, for the vantage point of the man, a man's Mekadesh here too. Say niceness abasula. You can marry the Basula. So why do we switch Lashon Taisa? Gives two very simple Tirtzim. One Tirtzim says this, that the Nisach is shorter this way. You can't ask a question whenever you use a shorter Lashon. Nesed Esa Basula is a longer Lashon than Basula Nisus. Right? Nesed Esa Basula, first of all, it's three words, longer words. Nesed Basula is longer than Basula Nisus. That's it. If we use a shorter Lashon, you can't ask why did we use a shorter Lashon. That's Taisa's first answer. So his second answer is, the Lashon of Nesed Esa Basula may connote a little bit of Balkarcha. Nesed Esa Basula, you marry the Basula. It may sound like Libakarcha. Basula Nisus sounds the way it is, but the halacha is, of course, that you cannot marry a woman bal karcha. It's not bal karcha, and therefore we want to stress Basula Nisus. Okay, and the last question, the last point of taste before we go to the Gemara is the MRV. We said the Basula gets married on the Wednesday. Why Wednesday? If the point is to have Thursday morning for him to go to court, why don't we say the Basula gets married Leil Chamishi? We're learning in the Raisa, we're learning Psachim. The first Mishnah of Psachim is Arlar Basa, the night of the 14th. You do Badika for the night, by Jewish days, of course, the day starts and the night before. So, perfect. Let the wedding take place, let the Basula be Nisus on the night of Chamishi, Leil Chamishi, and you have the same story. He'll take her in marriage, he'll have Bia, and Thursday morning, you still have the same Eitzah. It's essentially the same thing. Why are we stressing the marriage take place on Wednesday? Why Wednesday? So, Tais points out because the Lekka Ksuvid Leiram Batik. It was very common to have in the Ksuvas a Tigra. Tigra means like a dispute. Remember we had in the Gemara in Yevamos, we had a few times the question of Tigra, Legabe, the Ksuva. That's what it's considered like a court case in Iowa. The Mamanus Sikadin of the Ksuva is called the Tigra. It means like there could be some issues in writing the Ksuva and agreeing on the Ksuva, and therefore we don't want to wait for the marriage to start taking place Thursday night because they may not end up being able to finish, solidify the marriage, and then have relations before the morning, and therefore we say the wedding should take place Wednesday. Should take place Wednesday in order that by Thursday night they'll be available to have relations. Okay, so the Mishnah said that a Basula gets married on a Wednesday, Aman on Thursday, we'll see more about that in the Gemara, in order that the reason for a Basula on Wednesday, in order that if there's any ties to Basulam, he can go to court on Monday, on the Thursday, with his issues. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, Mipnei Ma'amar Basula Nisus Demarvi. Why did they say Basula gets married on a Wednesday? Now, at face value, it's a funny question. The Mishnah said a reason. The Mishnah said a black and white reason. In order, they should be able to go to court. It's putting black and white. The Gemara ultimately will circle back to that, but the problem is so stark. And really, this first 15 lines of Gemara is a very unusual Gemara. It's right in the beginning of Masechta, right in the beginning of one of the Meshivish Masechta, so the kids learn it already certainly in high school, they learn the Gemaras. This is a very not typical Gemara. The Gemara's almost back and forth, spending 15 lines to understand what its question was almost. But the Rishonim already over here, even in this first line, they give different halachim as to what the Gemara's question is. Tosfos seems to explain the Gemara's question is more l'may nafka mina. We know why. The Mishnah itself gave reason why, but l'may nafka mina. What's nafka mina in this that the Psula gets married on a Wednesday? And the Gemara's going to come and right away give a nafka mina. That's how Tosfos seems to learn. Rashi seems to learn that the Gemara's question is really what the Gemara's going to ask explicitly in 15 lines right now. So we're really setting up, building up to get this kasha, but the Gemara's going to ask in 15 lines what we already spoke out when we read the Mishnah, and that is, why not Sunday? Bezin is in court on Monday and Thursdays. So just like Wednesday is a good time for marriage, because it's the day before Beis Din Zikur, do Sunday also. That's the Gemara really needs to ask. The Gemara will ask that question explicitly, the Tanasi Yomishan, in about 10, 15 lines, but the Gemara is really asking that already now, and just building its way up. That's how Rashi learns. Again, Tais learns it's a whole new type of question, my nafkamina. And again, even to Tais's point, Tais's pshat, the nafkamina is you gotta get married Wednesday. I mean, that's nafkamina. Meaning, what other nafkamina is there? That would be how you have to, how we would explain in Tesis at this point to the Gemara. So Amr Beis, Amr Revi, Amr Shmuel, Bibi Ma'am Bisulis Revi, why did they say Bisul gets married in Revi, which would teach you to mean, why either according to Rashi, why Revi and not Sunday, or according to Tesis, why? What's another nafkamina they get married on a Wednesday? The fish, she knew, because we learned Higgy's Mavlena. So, Eichos Mishalai, V'Eichos Bechuma. We learned this coming up late in the Masechta, Daf Memches, that when it comes time to get married and they don't get married, she now can eat from his food and she can even eat Truma. What's going on over there? Quickly speak out. The norm was they would do Kedushin, which is not like what we call today engagement. It was more than that. They were mamish married. She's an ishes ish, but they weren't living together yet. And then they would have a period of time up to 12 months, more of a Hasidish style, or more of a, we'll call it somewhere, more of a Marak style or Hasidic style, a much longer engagement. They'd have a 12-month period between the marriage and the Nisuin, or something of those sorts. And they would make up a date to have the Nisuin. The halacha is, once that date reaches, even if they don't get married, she's entitled to mezainis now. She can even eat chuma. And we know, we have this many times in the past, we've explained already, really, once they do kedushin, she's married. Again, it's not like our engagement. It's much more. She's Eishes Ish. And therefore, Minat Torah, she could eat chuma if the husband's a kain, even once they had Erisin, even from kedushin. Why don't we allow them to eat chuma? We have different reasons. Either because of, maybe they're going to find a mum, or maybe she's going to feed her brother and her father. Fine, so you can't eat chuma all the way till that point. But at that point, once it comes time to actually do the nesuin, we say that she's entitled to Eichlus Mishle, his food, and she eats chuma. So Yachi gives man Bech B'Shabbos. One may think that after this time falls out, the 12-month period we're called, the time for the nesuin falls out on a Sunday, that's why we taught in our Mishnah. Pesul Nisus Emrevi. We taught in the Mishnah Pesul gets married on Wednesday, meaning if the time for the Nisuin falls on a Sunday, she's not going to be entitled to Mezainas and / Truma because the Chacham said get married on Wednesday. So Sunday, even though that's the date in the calendar that they picked 12 months later, it doesn't work out. He still has 3 more days till that Wednesday. That's what we were saying, that Pesul gets married on a Wednesday, almost like the way Taisu explained it. That's the Nafkamina that was saying that Pesul gets married on Wednesday. I'm Rabbi Yisuf. So right away, there's obviously some very, very, very difficult flow in this Shach V'Tayra. I'm Rabbi Yisuf. Married Avram, master of Avram, is Lashon Shvuah. Tali Tanya B'Tali Tanya. You're explaining a Mishnah which had an explanation via a Mishnah which doesn't have an explanation. Meaning, our Mishnah has an explanation. And then we're going to really explain in a second. The simple words of Yisuf is, you're teaching a Mishnah that was taught, and you're making it depend on a Mishnah that wasn't taught. You're making a Mishnah depend on a din that wasn't taught. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean? Both of these were taught. Hai Tanya B'Tali Tanya. We have our Mishnah was taught as a Mishnah, and the price we just quoted over here about a Giyas Mamla Nisus, that once it reaches the time of 12 months and they get married, she's entitled to Mezainus, that was also taught. They're both taught. What do you mean they weren't taught? Ella, where basically means to ask was, Tali Tanya de Mefarish Taima, but Tanya de Mefarish Taima. You're explaining our Mishnah that says Basul gets married on a Wednesday, you're explaining it based on a brisa which actually doesn't have explanation. The brisa simply says he's supposed to get married at a certain time. She's entitled to mezainis and even truma at that time. Except if it's a Sunday, you're not entitled to it. That brisa doesn't elaborate. Our Mishnah was pretty clear. You get married on Wednesday in order to go to court on Thursday. So you're explaining our Mishnah with a brisa that's more cryptic. What's going on over here? Eliyit Machiyatmar, if you want to have a member of Shmuel, that remember, it was Amar Basir, Amar Vida, Amar Shmuel, who started off with the member of Gemara. If you want to have a member of Shmuel, here's the Shach of Italia. Why did they say Basul gets married on a Wednesday? Because if there was a Tain of Basulim that he claims that he didn't find her Tain of Basulim, he can go to Bezin on a Thursday. He goes to Bezin on Thursday. On that, now here, according to Rashi, we're just reiterating the original question. Why Wednesday? Why not Sunday? That was the question. According to Tosfos, we're introducing now a whole new question. Why not Sunday? Because same story, if you get married on Sunday and the Tanis Basulim, he can go to the Beis Din on Monday. So why is that not also an option? That answers the Gemara. The reason why not Sunday is this other din. So the Chachamim put into they were diligent to put in a system in place to protect that there should be a beautiful Suda for the B'nai Sashon when they get married. That the husband should be busy. It used to be the husband pays for the wedding. The husband was the one paying for the wedding. So he should be busy. Very different than today. The husband would be busy preparing the Suda for 3 days, at least 3 days of preparation for to make a nice, beautiful Suda. Echo B'Shabbos, Sheni B'Shabbos, Yishabbos, he couldn't prepare Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, have the food sitting out, and then using it on Sunday over Shabbos. They didn't have refrigeration back then. It wasn't an option to prepare the week before. So they would prepare Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then Wednesday get married. Fine. V'achsha urvi kainza. So for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, shishi b'Shabbos, they prepare urvi kainza. On Wednesday, he takes her in. V'achsha shinu shaktu. And now Shmuel's finishing up a statement. Now that we have a din of shaktu, that the chazal masakin get married, you should have 3 days. The husband preparing the wedding feast on behalf of in honor of his wife. You have 3 days of preparation. So now that we learned. Now that we know you have 3 days of preparation, and we know we learned that the halacha is that if they were supposed to do nesuin, 12 months is up, and he didn't take her in marriage, he's got to start giving him a zaynus. She's entitled to truma. That din won't apply on a Sunday or on a Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. He gives man bech b'Shabbes mitoch shenichel kainse if the zman arises on Sunday. That's 12 months is up. So since he's not allowed to marry her because it's a karz chamim on her behalf, ain't a malam zaynus. He's not obligated to give him a zaynus until when? Until Wednesday. So that is the statement of Shmuel. We're not coming to explain our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said a din. He's supposed to get married on Wednesday in order to. I shouldn't say we're not coming to explain a Mishnah. Let me make that clear. We're coming to explain a Mishnah, and we're coming to explain the Braisa. Our Mishnah is to get married on Wednesday in order to be able to go to Beis Din. I get married on Sunday, so that we're explaining you can't get married on Sunday because Shach Tuchamim to prepare 3 days for the Suda. And once we explain Shach Tuchamim to prepare 3 days for the Suda, and the wedding now has to take place on Wednesday, if the Zman of the Suan was supposed to be, the 12 months was up on a Sunday, and normally he's supposed to be giving him a Zainus, he does not give him a Zainus till that Wednesday because it's not his issue. Lefikach says more based on this logic, Lefikach, Chala, who Aisha Chosa, he. Therefore, if he became sick or she became sick, again, time for the wedding, time for the Nisuin was up. It was time for the Nisuin, it was 12 months. But he was sick or she was sick. Aisha Persa Nida or she became a Nida. Ain't a Mala Mazainus. He need not give her Mazainus because, again, there's a valid excuse. He's not well, she's not well. There's Nainus. Just like in order to prepare for her wedding, that was a valid excuse. So, too, being sick, him, her, or being a Nida, those are all valid excuses to delay the wedding, and therefore he's not obligated to give her Mazainus. They could divide 11 by. So that, according to that first version, it was a statement. We're comparing these other einsim to the Takanas Chazal to make sure to prepare 3 days for the Suda. It's not up to him. He needs 3 days to prepare, and therefore he doesn't have to give him Zainas until that Wednesday. Some say it's a Shaila. Chalahum mai. What if he got sick? What's halacha? Meaning, we've established that because he needs to prepare for the wedding, so he cannot marry on Sunday. It's Takana on her behalf, and therefore he could delay giving him Zainas till Wednesday. What if he got sick? What's the shaila? Hasam time of mind. The reason why we say on Sunday he doesn't give him a zaynus is mishum to anus because he's an anus. Nu hachanam anus, and him being sick is also an anus. Anus is exempt. Maybe it's just a blanket exemption of giving him a zaynus for as long as he's an anus until he's no longer an anus until he marries her. I deal more no. Hasam anus b'tekanta kinulei rabbanan hachaloi. Over there he's an anus by a takana that rabbanan made. His arms are tied. He cannot marry. He's not supposed to marry because he's supposed to be busy preparing for a few days for the Suda, and therefore he's not obligated to give him Zainas. Over here, in this case where he's sick, it's his own personal issue. We feel bad, Nebuch, but he's sick. It's part of that's the breaks. And therefore, he's got to give him Zainas, perhaps. Vintim Slemer. And if you say, Chalo, we always point out that under Tim Slemer's, Rambam is of the opinion that when the Gemara declares a Shaila, according to one side, unless, of course, the Gemara goes in both directions. Sometimes the Gemara does go in both directions, but if the Gemara debates a Shaila based on one side, that's the side. That's the way we go. Vimtim Slemer, Chalahu Mala Lamazainus. If you say that when he's sick, it's Tekka his problem, it's his own issue, and therefore he's got to give her Mazainus, it's not a good excuse, that's not a good Ainus. What about Chosahi? Chosahi Mai. If she's sick, what's going to be over there? Matzi Amrullah, you could say, Anakamina, I'm ready. I'm ready to get married. Okay, you're sick, fine. But if you're not getting married to me, I'm not giving you Mazainus. So therefore, he's part of Mazainus. Aydilma, Matsi Armalay. It's a great way to start off the marriage, by the way. Armalay, Aydilma, Matsi Armalay, Nistapas Dayo. Or maybe she could say to him, it's your bit of mazel. People get sick, it's part of life, right? I mean, what's one of the things they say we don't say about Jewish wedding, but we say, right, in sickness and health, right, that's part of the marriage. You're about to be married to me. We're already married, Arison. It's time for Nisuin. Her getting sick is his getting sick. When a couple are married and something happens to one of them, it happens to both of them. It didn't happen to one of them. She says to him, it didn't happen to me. Happened to us. Didn't happen to me, happened to us. And therefore, you're obligated to give me Mazainus. Vim Tim Slaymar, Armelay and Staphus out. If Takashi could say, it's your bad mazel, it's your bad luck, and therefore she's entitled to Mazainus. Pearson need the maho. What if she became a Nida? Not sick, she became a Nida. and they don't want to do. There's a whole discussion whether you even allowed to do chuppas and nidah, right? Discussion elsewhere, and it comes up, this exactly comes up more in Kiddushin, whether, but let's assume that whether or not they're able to do chuppas nidah, because could be you could do a chuppah of nidah, right? Discussion on the side you could, so do chuppah, right? But he doesn't want to do it. They don't want to have the wedding celebration, which is nidah. Okay, so b'shas vesta leite b'ilach. In a case where she became a nidah, what's going to be the halacha there? Could she demand the payment or not? B'shas vesta, if she has a fixed period, and the time that they set on the calendar to get married happens to coincide when she's a nidah, well, that he's not going to be obligated to pay mezainis. They knew the whole time, but not that they knew. She knew. This is her fixed period. It's nothing to do with his. You can't say, oh, it's his mazel. It's not his mazel. They picked a date. He didn't know her calendar schedule. She knows the calendar schedule. She should have said 10 months ago, yeah, picking the 25th of the month, that's not a good time because I'm going to be needed then. She didn't say that, so we're not going to say he's obligated to give her mezainis from when the date was supposed to be the Nisuin, if she is a Nida then, if she has, again, a fixed schedule. B'shas Vesta, Leite Boilech, if she saw her period at the established time, then it's Pasha, top of Ambeis, Tlei Matzir Amalei, that she cannot say to him, Nisaf Chasadayo. She can't say to him that, it's your mazel. It's your mazel. She can't say that. Other Abed, it's Pasha that she knew the dates and she should have accounted for it. So what's the shayla? Ki tu baylach by nida. What's the shayla? Shalei b'shas vesta. The shayla is where she became a nida, not at a regular time, which we know is very common. The Gemara is going to discuss that when the husband is tevei the wife to get married, automatically they got to separate for a couple of days. Can't get married right away. Why? Because we're scared that excitement, which doesn't seem to be something that's so usual. Usually it's just, there's a cycle, and when the woman, right, she doesn't get pregnant, she becomes a nida. But there are certain things that could trigger being a nida. The dam chimin, it's called. She gets so excited about being married and being able to be with her husband, she can become a nida just from that. So if it's a case where it was an unusual time, which Lebeshas Vesta, she became a nida. So do we say, my, that's our shayla. Kiva and Lebeshas Vesta have a matzah armele and sachas teo. Since it's not at a time of a period, she could say to them, it's your bed mazel. Since you find women, their vests change. Not every woman has consistent cycles. Back in the day, by the way, it used to be much more consistent. It used to be there very, very consistent cycles. These days, it can be fairly consistent, but much less so. But says the Gemara, even back then, since there are women that don't have always consistent cycles, we considered his bed mazel. According to the second tab, we consider not his bed mazel. We consider it like a shas vesta. And again, it wasn't his problem, it's her problem, and therefore we should not talk to mezainis. Just by the way, this idea that it's his bein mazel. Even if the case is, let's say, when she got sick, and we say, we're in this together, so it's your bein mazel. Or the case of the first side of this cleric, that she became nida, not the shas vesta, we say, since it wasn't the regular time of the period, it's his bein mazel. Why is it his bein mazel? It's their bein mazel. Why are we saying it's his, and therefore he's chayav mezainis? It's two-way street. The same way she could say, the fact that I got sick now is not just my luck, it's your luck, and therefore give me zaynus. Maybe opposite. He could say to her, the fact that you got sick is back of both of our bad luck. I'm not saying it's your fault. Even if I got sick, it's our both bad luck, I should have given me zaynus. So Top Tate really addressed the issue. Tate says, who's the one who has the mitzvah of puruvu? Who's the one who has a mitzvah to have relations and procreate? It's the husband. So it makes more sense that if there's a delay in the nesuin, that it would be the husband's bad mazel. So that this idea that you could, as much as possible, pin it on the husband's bad mazel is based on the idea of the chiva peruvu is on the husband, so it's really him who's really against the clock, so to speak, trying to have his marriage. Okay, so the Gemara has all the...
Other than you say that it's always the husband's fault, but aside from...
Very good. Very good point. Yes, Liza's just pointing out that the direction we also have to look at it, besides for the fact that he has to have children, is the other way. She's the one coming with the tefiah that, I want my mezainis. So therefore, as long as he has an excuse that he can say it's not my fault, that's obviously what the Mer is saying over here, why he'd be examined. Okay, so the shayla again is, let's just get our shakra taria. We had established that Basula gets married on Wednesday. And why not on a Sunday? Because the Chum give 3 days to prepare for the Suda. And therefore, it's not even up to him. He's not supposed to be getting married on a Sunday. And therefore, if the date for the Nisuan falls out on a Sunday, we don't say he has to start giving Mizainis. If the 12 months passed on a Sunday and he didn't get married, and now he has to start giving Mizainis. He's an Inus the guy by that time, because the Chum say, wait till Wednesday, he need not give Mizainis. And based on this idea that when he's an Inus, he's exempt from giving the Mizainis at the end of 12 months, the Gemara is debating a slew of shaylas, what's called an inus? If he's sick, is that good enough inus? If she's sick, is that called an inus? If she's in need, is that inus? That's where we're going on Shakatai. So according to the first lashon, we had said, all those cases are also inus. He's sick, she's sick, she's in need. Inus does not have to give him his inus. According to the second lashon, now we're in the middle of, right now, the Mar is asking a shayla. What's going to be if he was sick? Is he mechuyev to give him his inus or not? On the side that he's mechuyev because the problem is by him, what if she's sick? Could he say to her, it's your problem, not mine? Or she could say, no, it's your bad mazel. What if we say that she could say, it's your bad mazel? What about by Anida? Anida, shalei b'shas vesta, not a time of vest, could she say again, it's your ben mazel. Over there, no, since it's a need issue, it's her issue. Pasha v'chay, shav v'chay, resolved the shayla as follows. Higiyas mavlein so oichas mishle v'chas b'tshuva. We said in that braisa, that where it's actually a mission later on, higiyas mavlein so if the time came and they didn't do nesuin, oichas she's abedi from him, ain't chuma. Now the lashon over there is v'lein niso with the yud nun yud sin alavav lein niso lein nasu like time doesn't say that the husbands didn't marry either Ella what does it say lein niso they were not married which sounds like that the delay may have come from the wife's side not the husband's side lein nasu means the men didn't marry them lein niso sounds like they weren't taken in marriage sounds like they may be from their side now what's the case echadami it come back for any if she's mamish purposely delaying the wedding about that she's not entitled she can't. Have her cake and eat it. She can't delay the wedding and say, but it's time for the wedding now, so I want my mezainis. That's for sure not. Am I eichus mishle v'chus b'shum? Why is she about to eat from him and eat chuma? She's the one delaying the wedding situation. Elalav, this is kiagavna. The case must be our shayla in discussion about this woman that became a nida, not at the regular time. That's the shayla. And what does it say in the Mishnah? By Lena so, they didn't get married, but mitzad einus, v'ktani eichas b'shle v'chus b'chuma. She is entitled to mezainis. So we have a raya from the lashon over there of Lena so, that even when the ikav is somewhat from her perspective, from her side, because let's say she became a nida, shle b'shas vesta, still she would be entitled to mezainis, and to, she could be mezainis, and chuma, that is how the Rav Achai wants to learn this. By the way, Pasha Rav Achai, there's a whole discussion when we have Rav Achai. There was a Goyen Rav Achai. So if you look at Tosfos says over here, don't say that, like Rashbam says, this is Rav Achai Goyen who wrote this. Shiltus, right? Rather, Tosfos says that this Goyen was at the end of the Amram, Rav Achai Goyen. Rather, Tosfos says there's two different people. There was Rav Achai, it's quoted in the Gemara in a few places, that's this Rav Achai, and then there's Rav Achai Goyen separately, that's what Tosfos learns. Right? Rashbam seems to say it was one and the same person. Okay. Amar Vashi. Rav Achai says no. I'll tell you that Einsim do not get, this is the side we have until now. This is like going back to like the first side. The first side was that Einsim, all Einsim, Chalahu, Chalsehi, or Pirsanida, does not get to eat. So Rav Ashi says, I'll go back to that side as well, and your diik is not a good diik, Rav Achai. With the Kamak V'inu, the case is where the husbands are being ma'akiv. And therefore, if the husband is being ma'akiv, that's why in that Mishnah, he has to give him a Zainus, because he's being ma'akiv. And if that's the case, your only diik was, why does it say Lay Niso? It should say Lay, why does it say Lay Niso with the Yud? It should say Lay Nasu. Just take out the Yud. The answer is Enachanami. I did Tanarisha Bididi. What did the first Mishnah, Lashon the Masechta, start off with? It started off with Habasula, spoke about from her perspective. Tanami Seif Bididi. So to the Seif also speaks about from her perspective because we're just symmetry purposes. But Enachanami, the Seifa, is really going where he's the one being Makiv, and that's why he's got to give her Mazainas. But where she's being Makiv, we have no indication that, or I say anything better, where she's being Makiv, or even if it's him, but it's Mitzad Einas, not Mitzad deliberate, then we could say, like we had in the first Adam and Aleph, that there'd be an exemption from Mazainas. So we have Ravashi, in the first Lashon of the Gemara took for granted that as long as there's any Einas, he's part of the Mazainas. In the second Lashon, we're saying it's Machlaikas, Ravachai, and Ravashi, whether if there's an Einas, at least Mitzida, whether or not he's going to be obligated in Mazainas, according to Ravashi. Will not be obligated, even Einas Mitzida, from his perspective, certainly from her perspective, whereas according to Ravachai, he would be obligated in Mazainas. Okay, before we go further, there is just a lam de shekler in Rabbi Chanan. What's this idea that a gi is mavlinisis that she's entitled to Mazainas? What's the concept? Is it a knas? Is it a knas that you're supposed to be married? Now you're not married, there's a knas. In which case we understand a lot of the sacramentaria. Yeah, but it wasn't up to him, it wasn't his fault, it was her fault, it's Mazainas, why it plays a role. But that's one side, it's a knas. The other side of Rabbi Chanan is, it's not a knas. The din is that since they're supposed to get married at this time, when they did the erusin and they scheduled a date for nesuin, we treat them as if, even if the nesuin didn't take place, as if some of the dinim at least of nesuin started at that point. It's not a punishment, it's not a knas, it's a metzias. Once you made up a certain date in the calendar that this is from after the nekdushin, this is when nesuin takes place, some of the dinim of nesuin are going to kick in on that day automatically. There's big nafkaminas in this Brich Shmuel, we're a little short on time, but that's a big clear for a Baruch Ber. Again, is it a knas? Or is it stam a metzias in the setup of the nesuin? Okay, Amar, this is one of the.
I assume he doesn't get my siyat there from that point on yet.
I'm sorry. Right, not yet. L'chari not. Now, one of the quick points that I want to mention before, very, it's a lumdish piece, but a very, very important piece, that we said before, in Machleik is really Rash Tesh is how we address. We're saying the Besula gets married on a Wednesday night, because in case it's Tanis Besulim, she can go to the court on Thursday morning, and Rashi says by going to the courts, it's going to make a tumult, and I did the tumult, it'll be misbarer what the story was. And we explained that Rashi's saying this, why? Because we have a big issue. And the test Gemara says it's kind of sex faker. That if she doesn't have basulim, if it was true that the husband's saying, what the husband's saying is correct, there's takano basulim, it's still sex faker. Was she mizana tachtav, or maybe she had relations prior to even the erisim, which means she wouldn't be asdim. And even if it was tachtav, maybe it was bainus, and therefore she's fighting about him. So it's sex faker anyway. So what's the point of going to court? She's mutter regardless, even after. After we find out, she doesn't have basulim. So again, so Rashi explained, by going to court, you'll get more information, hopefully more edim, more details, and it won't be a sfek sfek. Tosi says no, that the reason you go to court is not for the regular woman. The regular woman, tak, would make no sense. It's for the Eishes Kayan, who doesn't have the second suffix of Einus, because she's usher, even if it be Einus, or for basulim, a girl who got married under the age of 3, since her basulim is gone, it's vade tachta. There's no suffix tachta. You eliminate that first suffix. That's machlokes Rashi Tosfos. Fine. Comes along with some sefer, and he says, beautiful. He says, that could be the lumdus. The machlokes Rashi Tosfos is a very specific machlokes, and this could be our many many connections from Yevamos to Ksuvos. We don't have to struggle so far. We've already touched on one or two, but he'll be our own connection. That there's a chakira in the machlokes really Rashba and Shubas Deshin. When you have a svek sveka, and we know a svek sveka, you let it be golakula. You let it take the tzad hakol because you have a double suffik. What if you have a svek sveka that you could be mevar the suffik? Is there an obligation to go be mevar the suffik? Or one of the svekas, and eliminate the svek sveka in the first place? Or no, I have a svek sveka in front of me, I could be lakula. Nobody's a svek sveka right now, I don't have to wait or try to go and make an effort to, obviously if it's simple to inquire, it's not called a suffix, it's not a suffix, you just, you know, if it's right in front of you, just find out the information. But the point is, if it's more than just right in front of me, do I have to go be mevar or not? It's a machlokes Rashba and Shubas Deshin. If it sounds familiar, it should. We just discussed in the end of the last Masechta, and then in Yevamos, we discussed the Rashba and Hakira by Roiv. If you have a suffix and you want to rely on Raiv, could you rely on Raiv even on a suffix that was asad to be nisbar or not? We discuss this. We have a machlekes Rameir and the Chamim, whether a katan or katana could perform yibam. Rameir says, no, why? Shami yimtza ayalus, shami yimtza sris. Maybe she'll be an ayalus, this young girl, maybe this young boy will turn into be a sris, and there's no mitzvah yibam. It's just actually a makam mitzvah. And Chamim say, I'll be Raiv, it's not a problem. Rameir is chayish lemuta, Rabbanan chayish lemuta. It says the Rashba, why is Rabbanan going to Raiv? This is a simple etza. Normally, simanim of sris or lack of simanim godless is an indication of being a sris or being islandless. As long as they develop simanim of godless, that's an indication they're not islandless and not a sris. So just wait till they become bar mitzvah. Just wait. Says Rashba that gemara over there, right in the end of the Yevamos of the last 5 blah, is an indication that when you have a suffix in front of you and you have a raiv and you're able to utilize the raiv today, we don't say you have to wait till later to be misbar to reveal one side of the suffix being correct or not. You don't have to wait. That's the goof of the idea of the anaga, let's say, of Rave, or the bir of Rave. That's a separate discussion of the anaga or bir. That's goof of the bir of Rave that we say you don't have to wait to undo the suffix. Over here, it's actually opposite. Over here, the Rashba says by sex feka, if there's an opportunity to elaborate to get rid of the sex feka, you have to be mivara. Shubas Deshin says no, you don't have to be mivara. You don't have to undo the sex feka. So could be as machlokes Rashi Tosfos. Rashi subscribes to the Rashba. Rashi holds that you can't just be matas veksveka, you gotta be mevar. How you mevar? You go to court, you make a Rashi, you make it to a month, somehow you'd be mevar the veksveka. As there's like the some say from Rashi. Tosfos holds, no. I have a svek sveka. For that purpose, to go to court to make a tumult, to be mivar, right now I have a svek sveka. I'm not machliv, like the Shubas Deshin says, to be mivar. So right now, I have a heter. Narvas, why get married on Wednesday? Because of the Eishes Kayan, because of the Loi Plug, because of the Eishes Kayan, because of the Ketana that we be married, plus Bas Gimel, that's why we get married on Wednesday, and everyone else does, but not because of being mivar the svek sveka, because there's no obligation to mivar the svek sveka. Beautiful connection, the Chassam Sefer, Machlokes Rashi Tosfos, into the Machlokes Rashba and Shubas Deshin. So quickly, just we'll start this next tomorrow. This next tomorrow really carries over onto the next Amen. The general topic, but it goes rather. I mean, you could spend weeks on it. The yeshivas they do, but we can go through it a little bit. Start it rather quickly. I'm Rabbi. Well, then you get the Nedekin. We just discussed a whole 15, 20 lines of Gemara about an einus not mechuyev to pay mezainus. If it's an einus on his side, einus on her side, maybe is mechuyev. A discussion of einus says Rav a statement legabi gittin. Rav, we said that Rav Ashi Paskin that or an Omen Aleph. Rav Yosef Paskin, that there's a p'tur of einus, he has a famous einus, like a begit, and he cannot claim einus. What does that mean? That means if a guy gives his wife a get, and he makes the get talina t'nai, and then be'einus, he was mekayim t'nai. Remember, being fulfilling the t'nai makes her divorce. But it's an einus. He was mekayim t'nai be'einus. So he says, I don't want it to be a get. It was an einus. ain't, you don't have, you don't have, the, according to, again, there's going to be two lashonis in Rava. Rava's first lashon is, by gitin ain't okay, you do not have a tainus anus. Even though Gab Nesuin, we're saying, according to Ashi, according to Vesiv, you have a tainus anus, and you putter from his anus, by gitin you don't have that taina. And then Mark explains, Amak of Rava anus begitin, see according to this lashon, Rava holds anus begitin. Menodin Rava, where's Rava know this from? Elay may know this from Adan, from the following mission, it's mission, gitin enough, ayin vav. How is it, Gitach, man says to woman, this is your getin, lebas, mekam, ashaim, mesochidish. This is your getin, from come for now, within now 12 months. He's not coming back. He died during 12 months. So he fulfilled it tonight. He didn't come back. What's halach over there? Ain't a get. It's not a get. You know why it's not a get? Because he died. And since he died, we know ain't get lachamisa. So therefore, it's not a get. Make a diet. Make it ain't a get. Only because he died, it's not a get. Says the Gemara, ha, chala. But if he would have gotten sick, which is another inus, and therefore he wouldn't have come back after 12 months because he was sick, which would be a very valid inus excuse, it would still be a get. Ha, chala, raise the get. We see, even though he fulfilled it tonight, not coming back after 12 months, ayidin inus. Ain't in his begit, you can't tie in his, and the get will be a good get. That's Rav's Raya. Says the Mara, that's Raya. Maybe I'll tell you, no. Even if he got sick, it's also not a get, because he has a tiny anus. So why did the Mishnah talk about a case of mace? Because Hagufa, he gave a kamash, but they didn't get lachamisa. The Mishnah was teaching me this din that he can't give a get after misa. That's goof what the Mishnah is teaching me. So don't be me right for the fact that it said, if he dies, it's not a get. Ha, if he would have gotten sick, it would be a get. No, if he would have gotten sick, it wouldn't be a get for a different reason, because he's an inus. We spoke about the case of him dying to teach it Allah, the Engel HaChemisa, ask the Gemara, but we have another Mishnah in there, Gittin, that teaches us that din. Engel HaChemisa, that's Yechidish. Hatan HaResha, the Resha of that Mishnah over there, it means an earlier Mishnah over there, in Gittin, teaches, HaRezeh Gittach, Emes, if a guy says, this is your get if I die. HaRezeh Gittach, Mechayazeh, Mechayazeh means a way of saying, if I die from the sickness. HaRezeh Gittach, HaChemisa, this is your get after I die. All these cases, he's giving her the get, conditional on his death, but the get's only chal. What he wants it to be, it's chal after he dies. Lamar klum, it's not a good get. It's a black and white mishnah that get doesn't work like chamisa. So this other mishnah making a tzai of 12 months and dying in middle is not there to teach me engel chamisa, because we know that from a different mishnah. Mara says, no, I still need it. Why? I need this mishnah telling me that if a guy says this is your get, if I don't come back within 12 months, I need it to exclude the rabbi seinu. Why? The tanya, because we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Seinu, he truly nase. We learned in the Braisa, the Rabbi Seinu, by the case where a guy says, this is your get, if you don't come back within 12 months, and he dies within 12 months, the Rabbi Seinu argue and say, she could get married. One second. Her husband's dead regardless. So why is the Rabbi Seinu, truly nase, is being matri married? What's going on, what we should have spoken about before, is he's trying to give her a get, in, especially in the case of death, in order for her to avoid a zika to Yibum. Right? Obviously, she's about to get married, if her husband's dead, either divorced or dead. Right? But he's trying to avoid her zika to Yibum. So if he would die, and there's no children, she's up to even. If it's a good get, she's about to get married. That's what we're saying over here. Rabbi Sainu, the Rabbi Sainu said she's about to get married, meaning we say it's a good get, and she's not up to even. Varminan, and the Mara's explain why that is. Varminan, first of all, who is the Rabbi Sainu? Mar Rabbi Sainu, Amar Bidim Shmuel, Beidim the Shara Mishcha. It's the same bezin that was Mata the oils. The Mara in Avodah Zarah, there's a discussion whether or not certain oils should be usher of the Avodah Zarah. They matter. That same bezin that was matter the oils of Avodah that they said the oils of the Akav Amater, they're the ones also were matter this Isha. And what was the Lashon? What was the logic, I should say? Savrila, we'll stop at this. Savrila Krib, Yesi, because the Helga Brasi, Dharma's Manashtam Chiachala, big aside. The Shtar said, the get says, today, make up a date, we'll call it Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. I know it's not. We'll call it Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. Today, Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. The man is giving his wife a get, conditional on not returning by next Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. And he dies in between. He dies in between. So the Mishnah says, that's not a get. Why? Because he died. He didn't come back after 12 months, but it's not a get because it's after Misa. What are we coming to exclude over there? And we're saying the Chiddush is, that it's not a get, because ain't get lachamisa. We know ain't get lachamisa, but there's a sheet that would say, in this case, it would be a get. Why? Because since you wrote a zman in the get, you wrote that today's Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, why is it relevant that today's Rosh Chodesh Tammuz? It's only relevant that if I'm not back, fine, Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, and next year, then the husband's saying it's a get. But what today's date is not relevant. The fact that he wrote today's date is as if he's saying, it should be a get me'achshav. It should be a get from now, retroactively, if I don't come back. That's a whole separate story. If a guy says this should be a get from now, if I die from the sickness, if we get from now, if I'm not around in 12 months from now, that is a good get. Because that's not a get lachamisa, that's a retroactive get. So there's a mandarman that learns that this case too, just writing the shtar, the zman in the shtar, would make it like a retroactive get. And therefore it works. And we'll come to say that no, zman alone is not clear enough. Says Gemara, and therefore we have to say in our Mishnah to exclude that opinion and say that no, if he says a raise a get, if I don't come back in 12 months and he dies, it's not a get to come to exclude from the Shita, because our Mishnah holds, our Mishnah that we're quoting from Ayin Vav and Gittin holds, that we don't say this man makes like Me'achshav. Ve'ela Mesefa, says more in a second. So back to the question now, we're going to stop with this question. We're back to the question, how do you see, where's Rav's source that when one is writing a get, based on a Tanai, and the Tanai is fulfilled ba'anus, that he can't claim, oh, I didn't mean to fill the Tanai, and therefore it shouldn't be a get. That's Rav's Psaq. Where does Rav see this different from? The Gemara is trying to be more rice. We'll pick it up later in the today. We're going to learn Shabbos Daf this afternoon. Finish this side of the question, and then Gemara is going to have the question on the fully opposite side.